Baker Towers by Jennifer Haig, read by Anna Fields.
Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Softly the snow falls. In the blue morning light, a train winds through the hills. The engine pulls a passenger car, brightly lit. Then a dozen blind coal cars, rumbling dark. 6 mornings a week, the train runs westward from Altoona to Pittsburgh, a distance of 100 miles. The route is indirect, tortuous. The earth is buckled, swollen with what lies beneath. Here and there, the lights of a town, rows of company houses, narrow and square, a main street of commercial buildings, quickly and cheaply built. Brakes screech. The train huffs to a stop. Cars are added. In the passenger compartment, a soldier on furlough clasps his duffel bag, shivers, and waits. The whistle blows. Wheezing, the engine leaves the station, slowed by the extra tons of coal. The train crosses an iron bridge, the black water of the Susquehanna. Lights cluster in the next valley. The town, Bakerton, is already awake. Coal cars thunder down the mountain. The valley is filled with sound. The valley is deep and sharply featured. Church steeples and mine tipples grow inside it like crystals. At bottom is the town's most famous landmark, known locally as the Towers, two looming piles of mine waste. They are 40 feet high and growing, graceful slopes of loose coal and sulfurous dirt. The towers give off an odor like struck matches. On windy days, they glow soft orange like the embers of a campfire.